Blog Talk Radio.
The cars are wild. Shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Over here, and they kept the record over there
in the Eastern Hemisphere, Brother Drew, and every nation of people agree that the Jews are the chosen people of God. Every nation of people in the East agree, so what they said got to be the truth with me. And when you study what they say about their brothers, then, hell, you know it's the truth. But you first had to study it. And when we've studied so that I can just briefly go through so we can pick up on this Neanderthal, this descendant of the Anunnakis, we'll pick up on his history of him going into secret society. The oldest known secret society that's European, and that come out of the tribes of Japan, we would be talking about the Oriental secret societies, and then the Freemasons, not the ancient. The ancient, there are two kinds of Masons. One is ancient and one is free. And the ancient Mason, they didn't have the Scottish Rite, York Rite. They was just, it was just one belief in one way. And you have to become a 32nd degree Mason up under the European system, Germanic system, to get on the 5 points of fellowship. And the word, the master word is whispered in your ear, and that's Yah. And that's the word that was never supposed to be uttered according to the Jews. And the reason of that is of the power that it had in it, and they didn't want their brothers to understand that the power that it was in that word, because he was strictly against that teaching. But that is what they call the word. Now, when you go into the Mason, if you get a Masonic book and you go into the word, part of the where they break down what the word is, Brother Drew, and what the Masonic believe in, they'll tell you that when you become a master Mason, he doesn't have the true word, but he has a substitute word, implying that he have to travel further and go through all the houses before he can get the true word. Every Mason knows that. That becomes a master Mason, a third degree Mason. When you become this, you don't have the true word. And if you are a Mason that's black in America, where you don't have your own charter, you have to work up under the white man's charter, so you don't have none of the word. You only have what he wanted you to know. And right here, Drew would clear up a good understanding when they tell you that you don't have the true word, you only have the substitute word, meaning that you have exoteric knowledge and not esoteric knowledge. With this part of the Masonic Master Mason's degree book, the founding forefathers took this, and what they did was open up the first degree to they lodge in Philadelphia number one to the public. And they had wrote a Bill of Rights, a Constitution, and a preamble. And the people agreed up on that, but they only open up these 72 founding forefathers, they only open up the first degree. You didn't have the true word, you had the substitute word, meaning that this is a way that you see in education, Brother Drew. We only have the substitute education. Like, they tell us that we are taking mathematics and arithmetic. No, we're not taking that. We got cordial numbers that the Arabs don't even teach their children after 8 years old, multiplying, subtracting, dividing, and the system that's over here, and we teach it all the way through college. This system, we don't have a higher form. This race of people don't have a higher form of math. The highest form of education that you can get in the present day is coming out of a Jew college, and you ain't getting in it. but that's the highest form. And if you go trace the history of education, you'll see where Judaism ranks number one in education. In coming out of the East to the West, they were number one. They're teaching. They are schools of thoughts. And then the Muslims were second. And they both coincided with each other. The Masons will tell you that the white Masons and Freemasonry would tell you what all the Masonic lodges agree upon is the working tools of the profession, just like religion. There's certain thing that all religion, that's the reason you can tie Hinduism to every present-day religion that you got, especially Christianity, because you have the same customs and same patterns that did not be taken away from. The same belief system is there. So the Masons, the Freemasons said that Gould, according to Gould and Albert Pikes, that they all agree that the working tools of the profession of building and the way to build was the same way. It was nothing different. And that's why they had to keep it a secret. And so it was according to where you were, you Scottish Rite, or you Irish, or this and that, of whatever nation that you was from is where you had your secret societies. And each one of them had different initiations and steps and goal. Now, that's a funny thing. Now, the ancient belief just was in the ways of Yah. In the ways of Yah, everybody's familiar with that been studying with us is deals only with the 12 laws of nature. And the 12 laws of nature takes in all the sciences of hermetic geometric sciences. So when you deal with the 12 laws of nature, which is Yahwehism, which is the ancient belief, then it teaches, if you was in a Yahwehism school system, then it teaches you this from 3 years old, because you started being taught at 3 years old by your mother. And see, the mother gives the laws and the father gives the commandments. If you're up under Yahwehism, it's a system, and nothing but a system. And Yahwehism didn't believe in gods, and Yahwehism had their own language. This is what sets it aside as the ancient, because the ancient was universal and it didn't change. When it becomes the Germanic race of people, the children of Japheth, as we speak in today's society, then you have many beliefs upon the many different gods. And who Japheth's children bred it with, the Anunnakis, these people was classified as themselves as gods. And because they was high, this race of people, the Anunnakis, when you go study their history, they were high in mind control. This is why, as we speak now, that the children of the Anunnakis, who is known as the Germanic race of people, as we speak, that's why they rule the world right now, because of control of the mind. And they control your mind to a degree where you have become part of them, and you're at a high level as we speak, as each race of people. Brother Drew, I noticed something that was very shocking to me, is that you can see how the Jews explained to us how we had been genocized through the science of eugenics by using the three Ruffins system in the Masonic order. Well, you can see it not only working in the African America, which is just about come to a complete close on it, but it is rapidly, Brother Drew, working in the other races of people that's here. I've been looking at some of these different TV programs on this cable, the Vietnamese, the Korean, just about every race of people has their own TV network, and how they have assimilated to where the Italian children, the Korean children, the Vietnamese children, and the Mexican children, these kids can't even speak they native language anymore. They've been genocized just like the African got genocized, where the African American, now he's not familiar with what language he spoke. And you give another 100 years from now, well, these children would be up under the same effect of that genocide. You can see that this coming through, and all of this started with a Masonic order. And you had to understand this to understand what we know today. I promised some of the female listeners that I would go through the history of another organization that came out of their masonry at 1730 A.D., was what they call the Eastern Star, the female side of the order. But when we go back and trace history of the ancient people, we are going to run into some Moorish history where this sisterhood, and when we go back and study the Ishmaelites and the Hagarites and the Hagarites, then those Muslim race of people, they had a female organization that's still in existence today, which is one of the most powerful of those female organizations. These females is the one that with Russia. They all belong to this organization. So when we go back and trace the history of the seed of the Anunnakis, the Germanic race of people, then we can see where they borrowed from the ancient people, the human beings. And the definition of human is a colored man. The people that mixed their seed with the Anunnakis were human beings, colored people, until they mixed their seed 50,000 years ago with the Anunnakis, and they became part of mankind, and they are subhuman that became part of mankind as we speak today. These are the truths. This is what the Jews wrote about the history of his three brothers. I'm just repeating what they wrote, and it damn sure ain't no lie. As we look, and the Jews ain't lying now bit about this history that came from the east to the west. It's just that this little nigger boy learned how to read recently. And this is something that we've been genocized. When the first school in my hometown was in 1901. So they had a college in my hometown before they had a high school. And so we ain't been reading that long. Brother Drew, you only been out the plantation 144 years. And so you ain't reading this comprehend. All of this stuff has been right in front of us in the Bible, and our leaders couldn't read the Bible, but we are coming into such knowledge the Bible is very clear about itself when it says that one day all the mysteries of God and all of these mysteries of this would be known to mankind, is because after a certain generation of time, they know that one person or two people is going to read, and this history is going to come out like it's coming out right now. And it's nothing new under the sun, like they say in the script. And the Moorish had a sisterhood called the Daughters of Zadokus, or Hagarites. And the Muslims had one called the Secret Hands of Fatima, or Sisters of Our Lady of Fatima, which is still an underground sisterhood, also called Sibu, which still exists worldwide. That's in the East. Also known as the Sheeps or Mothers of the Lamb, and referred to as the Great Mother Goddess of Fertility and Nature of Gardens of Civilization. In Sumer, she was Ishtar. In Egypt, she was Isaac of the Nile. Nowadays, the term adopted rite implies that the system of forms, ceremonies, and explaining lectures, which is community to certain classes of ladies who form their relationship by bloodline, and listen to this real good, of marriage to master masons in good standings, was entitled to join and enter this fraternity. These ladies are said to have been adopted into the Masonic communities because of the system and form, ceremonies, and lectures referred to enable to express their wishes and give satisfaction evidence of the claim in a manner which no stranger to the Masonic families could come into. Meaning that back when these first started, they had a certain... Everything is dealing with bloodline, and you had to know this. The Masonic order deals only with bloodline. Your firstborn son goes into this. Your firstborn daughter joins the Eastern Star, and it's handed down from family to family. In my hometown, Crockett was very strong, Brother Drew, in the black community, with Eastern Stars and Masons, the Masons, that firstborn son and that firstborn daughter, they went into that system. The section which explained the true significance of the 5 degrees of the Eastern Star, the daughter, the widow, the wife, the sister, the mother. Adar is classified as the daughter. And in the original language, it means ornament. And you can find this name, Awa, spelled A-W-D-A-H. She is the daughter of Jephthah, which means rocky region, who was the tribe of Manasseh, which means casting to forgetting, founded by Joseph, which meant to add on, the 12th son of the Jacob, which means supplanter, in Genesis 46 and 20. Manasseh was the son of Joseph and Asenath, which in Egypt means gift of the sun god, who was the daughter of Papias, a priest of On, and which means strength and vigorous, and On, one of the gods of all the gods of Egypt, was known as the Un gods. And that's what I told you about, who do the gods of the Mason believe in. That's one of the gods of the Trinity in the Masonic knowledge of who God was. Yah is first, Baal is second, and Un is third. These are the three gods that's they tell you about, which comes through right straight here. All this knowledge is in the Bible. If you go into the book of Genesis, in the third degree, the Master Mason password is Tubal. So when we go into the Bible, you see where Tubal was the master of all crafts. When you get your first degree, you get your Boaz degree, and that's farming. That means that you had mastered farming. Each one of these emblems and signs, they have a color to them, and the color to the is blue, which is to Adar, is blue, and this symbolizes fertility, loyalty, and intelligence. The flower is violet, and the violet means associated with meekness and humbleness. And the sapphire, jewel of the office, is a blue sapphire. The sapphire you find in Exodus 28:18, Ezekiel 28:13. This gem had certain meaning. Now, when you get off into the deep study of Yahwehism, your colors and your gems and different things carries energy with them, and it means different things. So these people already knew this back in that day and time. It's not taught anymore, but once you get off into the study of Yahwehism, you deal with energy. You know about everything has energy. The widow in the large means is Ruth, and Roth means friendship. Ruth was the Moabite wife of Mahal, which means Sickling, who was the eldest son of Elak, and which means Elak is king, and Naomi, which means my delight. And Ruth was the wife of the eldest son of Naomi, and the mother-in-law, who was another daughter-in-law by her other son, Shelah. And so when we go, and this is found in Numbers 22:1, where the Masonic could trick you is that they'll base they passwords and stuff of what's in the Bible, but they are not believers of this book. It's just like a coded book that they've taken out. This is why it makes the study very complicated. And the wife is Esther, is a Persian name, which is from the Sumer Ishtar, or Astra, which means star. Her real name as a Hebrew woman was Hadishka, meaning from the Hadish, the Marik tree, which her real name is found on the book of Esther 2:7. And that's why we know the truth, who called her by her real name. She was a Hebrew woman, not Persian. And the Esther is a Persian name. And remember, I told you that these names is very significant to know the original name. That's all right, why so they keep you. Yeah.
We got a call in if you want to take me to talk.
Okay. They want
right,
to ask a question?
Yes. Call off 2-1-4-8-0. I think that's Brother Dennis. Is you on?
Oh, man, I hit that button by accident.
Oh, okay, Brother Dennis. All right, you have no comment before I close it out?
Actually, I wanted them to go back over the 12 laws of nature, if you could, when you get a chance.
I'll do that next week.
All right. Back to you, Brother DeWalt.
Okay, I do the 12 laws of nature next week, so you can understand where we're coming from. So when we go into the study, it is very important that you have a working knowledge. You can't learn all of this stuff, Brother Drew, but you should have a working knowledge of every knowledge. And it is very significant that we understand what Masonic knowledge that we've been put up on. Now, let's go back and look at something as we speak right now to see. Here's how we can see if the Jews was lying or they not lying. And when we look at reality, it's what the story that they put in the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, and the Tanakh, this is not a lie as we speak in today's society, because what was put in there is actually happening right now as we speak, Brother Drew. We can take access, and common sense tell us, and we can ask ourselves a question, them question, and we can say, ask the question, who and where does the power of the world is? So when we ask ourselves our question, we go back and see that the children of Japheth, right now as we speak, the children of Japheth has conquered the world. As we speak, they are in total control of the world power right now all over the world. But they are at war with each other, the children of Japheth. Magog, Gog, Tubal, and Ashkenaz, those tribes, those brothers, as we speak, are at war with each other, and they have weapons of mass destruction. All of these brothers, as we speak. The most two is fierce of these brothers is Magog and Gog, Russia, United States, and Great Britain. Tubal is Germany. They write like a neutral right now, but the fight is brewing with Gog and Magog, if we call it what it is, not Russia, not the United States and Great Britain. If we call it how it's written in the book, we can see the big picture, Brother Drew. Do you see what I'm trying to say to you? Do you understand what I'm saying? When we break this shit down like we're breaking it down now, you can see. If you can't see, you is the biggest fool that ever walked the face of the earth, because the people that got weapons of mass destruction and getting ready to kill off a whole lot of the population. And the Jews predicted that two brothers would fight against each other and damn near wipe out each other. So you live in America, and ain't no bomb ever been busted in America. The Muslim shows you, give you a brief preview with 9/11, and you know the panic that you had over here at 9/11. War ain't never been over here, Brother Drew. Not like it has in the East, where planes fly over you and be dropping bombs on your butt and you don't get in a shelter like it was in England, you dead as hell. America has never experienced anything like that. If you do experience something like that, it's going to be horrific for the people over here. All the children in the East, I don't care what country you go in the East, the children has experienced an airplane coming out of the sky dropping bombs on them. As long as from the first airplane when they made the airplane a weapon, the people of the East have got these bombs dropped on you, not the people in America. You haven't had any bombs dropped on you. Every tribe over there. Now, if bombs over here and dropped over here and you dropping them over there, that is a massive total destruction of population of people. And this wall is right there. It's brewing. World War III, to me, has already started, Brother Drew. They just scrimmaging right now. You know how little boys
right.
used to fight? How little boys used to fight? They can push and shove on each other and walk around. And I used to have a saying, I see my cousin there by, one of my cousins used to holler, the baddest one of y'all, you will spit across my finger. And he put his finger across, and I would definitely spit across, and the fight was on. And that's all they waiting on, to see who going to spit across the other one's finger to get this thing
right.
on, because they shooting down planes now in America. See, if we go back, Brother Drew, and might have to do I don't think I've ever did a lecture on the Art of War. So we go back and study the Art of War, which is, they got some movies out that's real good that tell you about the Art of War. They got a movie out called the Art of War with Wesley Snipes, and get that movie and y'all look at it, because you'll see something in that is actually happening in today's society. That movie is about today's society in China, you know. So you can see that the Art of War, it has been used against the United States to the max right now as we speak. And they got a leader that fits the agenda of a leader that the Art of War. They tell you about these leaders. Bush was one of those leaders, and Barack is damn sure one of them. So when we study that book of the Art of War, we can see all of this stuff, Brother Drew, that we done studied, me and you, 20 years ago. When we studied this shit, we didn't know what we was. It wasn't in existence now, but hell, this stuff is here now. When we were studying, Brother Drew, when your babies was babies, they got babies now. When they were babies, we were studying this stuff. We couldn't see it, but right now, 2014, this stuff, most of this stuff that we don't study is appearing right now as we speak. And we got this study from studying with Masonic Orders, Judaism, and you hit here and hit there and hit everywhere. And so once you can see what's going on in the world, this is the most important thing, is that you got to keep an eye on these tribes of people. They call America and Russia, they call it the Cold War number two. See, Cold War number one, see, you had to understand, and that a good thing to do if you can go back into the history of Hubert Humphrey back in the 50s and the 60s when he was running and a senator and he was an ambassador. Go back into his history. You see some interesting things that what he was fighting against, well, hell, is here, Brother Drew. See, it's funny what old Hubert Humphrey, he was an ugly old man. They doing his history on the History Channel, and I looked at it yesterday for about 2 hours, and what he was talking about, China taking over and stuff. Well, all of this stuff is happening right now. I mean, it doesn't happen, and they didn't use the Art of War on us. And so the Chinese people always use the book called the Art of War. You had to know how these people fight, how each nation people fight. And China don't believe in tearing up nothing. They ain't going to come over here. So China will never invade you. They always go in and without a pine a shot. They don't. The Art of War teaches them not to. Why would you do like the United States did, Vietnam, Iraq, everywhere they went? They go in there and bomb it, tear it up, and then they go spend billions of dollars to rebuild it, what they done tore up. It's the same as the over here in the United States, all of these vacant buildings that belong to Ross Perot, Drew. Ain't nothing wrong with them buildings. Why are you building new ones? You know, if you look at the mentality of this white man, he ain't a very smart person, as most people think he is, and as he got you fooled to be. He's not a thinker. You can see a whole lot of stuff, Brother Drew, when you study this history like we have studied it. And next week I'll touch down on the 12 laws of nature. The 12 laws of nature, you can find that if you get a book called A Hermetic Geometric of Science book. Go up on the internet and find you can get that book at Amazon. It's called Hermetic Geometrical Science Book. Just go get any one of those books. I'll tell you next week what the author and the ISBN number of that book is. I don't have it handy at my desk right now, but I would tell you that next week. But I hope everybody got a good working knowledge of the Masons and the Eastern Star. And we don't want to have no secrets in no societies with a secret in it. If it is a secret, we need to know a little bit about the secret. And so the way we find out about the secret is we go study with the people that know the secret of the East. And that's the chosen people of God, the Jews. And when we study with Josephus and Homer and Philo, Hippocrates, and all these great people over there, we see something. And the East came to the West, and when you come over here to the West, don't bring the lie over here that you brought from the East to the West. We weren't the same people. It was colored people over here. It was tribe people over here with civilization. Our pyramids is old. And one of the things that the Masons talk about is the tree of knowledge, Brother Drew, and the tree of life, that the Garden of Eden is located right there. Well, here's what I know for a fact. The tree of life and the tree of knowledge that the Masons is talking about, where the land of milk and honey and where the Garden of Eden is Seattle, Washington. The only place in the world, the greatest tree that grows in the world grows only in one spot, and that's Seattle, Washington. That was where the Shell tribe of people lived, part of the Olmec Nation, and that was the gateway to the Western Hemisphere that the Phoenicians had been traveling and trading with these people for thousands of years. They traded back and forth with the Phoenician, the Shell tribes of people on up there in where is known as Seattle, Washington right now. The red oak tree, it grows nowhere. If it's 12 years old, its roots is 60 miles in the ground. It takes 275 diamond-tipped saws to saw a tongue through it, not saw it down. They ain't never saw one down. That's how hard the wood is. You can't, no crane or nothing, after 12 years in the ground, its roots, that's where you can't pull it up. This tree is known as the tree of knowledge, and where you find this tree, you will find the Garden of Eden, you will find Hayah's country, and that's a fact that you cannot mess with, and it damn sure ain't a lie, because that is nothing but the truth about the tree of knowledge, and it was also the tree of life, and the tree of life was over here. The spring waters and everything was very pure before a white man got over here and polluted everything. We lived, had an abundance of food, abundance of everything over here. Everything was, like it said, the Garden of Eden. You could drink out of the Trinity River.